Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The old dictum that those who live to please must please to live is subverted when it's now our privilege to watch them having a good time. It's not that the artist's life shouldn't be an enjoyable and enviable one. People run away to the circus for good reason. But art should open the door to the possibility of a fuller, richer life, not leave you out in the cold. For me, this happened with a performance by Ballet Laurent that I chanced upon at the Latitude Festival this summer. On the lakeside stage, a peculiar, repetitive, even clodhopping dance was taking place. The troupe enacted
the FT.
A curious feeling crept over me last week as I watched the closing moments of the RSC's As You Like It in Stratford-upon-Avon. Director Maria Aberg had created a rave culture vibe for her Forest of Arden, with dreadlocks, hoodies and acoustic guitars. These days it's almost de rigueur to finish Shakespearean productions with a jig. It brings the actors back on stage for the curtain call and whips the audience into stomping appreciation at the same time. It was just then, as the cast of As You Like It yipped and hopped in riotous abandon, that it occurred to me. It was a feel-good moment, all right, but the actors were... The old dictum that those who live to please must please to live is subverted when it's now our privilege to watch them having a good time. It's not that the artist's life shouldn't be an enjoyable and enviable one. People run away to the circus for good reason. But art should open the door to the possibility of a fuller, richer life, not leave you out in the cold. For me, this happened with a performance by Ballet Laurent that I chanced upon at the Latitude Festival this summer. On the lakeside stage, a peculiar, repetitive, even clodhopping dance was taking place. The troupe enacted a kind of comedic barn dance, switching partners, taking turns to be the wallflower, one moment whirling, the next drifting pensively away. It was hypnotic and strangely touching. We were watching them, but their skill and vulnerability was affecting us. The piece ended with a joyous mass dance, further eroding the distance between performer and spectator. With dance and music, at least we know that the performer's apparent ease is the result of years of dedication. They're doing something we couldn't do, and we applaud accordingly. But there's another sort of artist who voluntarily descends into places we wouldn't dare to go. In a permissive era of mass bohemianism and few moral limits, art's function to shock and disturb becomes ever more difficult. The late Sebastian Horsley managed it magnificently. A dandy and libertine, his 6'2" frame rendered gigantic by heels and stovepipe hats, he hid a dark soul beneath the nail varnish, glitter and pan stick. His front door in 18th century Merd Street in Soho was embellished with a plaque proclaiming, "This is not a brothel. There are no prostitutes at this address." You can buy a replica plaque at the Horsley Show, that's Horsley with a W, an exhibition of his work running until September the 14th at the aptly named Outsiders Gallery in Greek Street. If you do nothing else, look in the window display at the poignant sight of his painting boots, elegant and eloquently expressive. Some of his best paintings were crucifixions, and he prepared for them more diligently than most by volunteering to be crucified in the Philippines as part of a religious, for him, artistic ritual. A devoted imbiber of narcotics, he died of an overdose in 2010. On this occasion, he refused to take painkillers, and the film of the ordeal, on show in the basement, is horrifying, disturbing, yet also compelling. The crucifiers go about their task with brisk efficiency, just as they must have done in Roman times, manipulating the tendons of the artist's hands to find the right spot to bang in the nails. The nearly naked and beautiful artist is hoisted aloft, unconscious with pain. Then, with a shocking drop, he falls from the cross. A broken figure, he's cradled by his crucifier. With this astonishing act, Horsley transcended his own narcissism to make a profound comment on 1,000 years of Christian imagery. How extraordinary that it took such a witty, salacious, devil-may-care hedonist to do it. One of Shakespeare's most brilliant touches is to have Jaques, the character who gives the moving "all the world's a stage" speech, refuse the jolly ending and exit in pursuit of a more rigorous way of being. No feel-good folderol for him. Horsley, too, was a sort of Jaques. Bitter, melancholic, and utterly unappeased.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.